His name was Rico. It's Barry Manilow, Copacabana. Happy 78th birthday to you, sir. River 1467 at 8 to 8. All right. MasterChef Season 13 continued Tuesday night. Vic Chef of the Year, Khan from Sunda, joining the crew. And, well, he presented a Port Wellington lattice, which looked absolutely delicious. Dipinder, Tommy, Pete and Maya all going head-to-head. Someone had to go, and joining me on the line this morning. Very good morning to you, Maya.
How are you there? Thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, good to have you. I mean, we were hoping it wasn't going to be so soon, but that's the way MasterChef goes.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, I wasn't in the right headspace yesterday during my cook, and it just reflected the way that I cooked in the kitchen, and it wasn't my best cook. So, yeah, I'm definitely beating myself up about it, and, yeah, I was, like, a little bit down after watching it again last night, but, you know, I've come to terms with it, so it's, yeah, it was a little sooner than I'd hoped.
One thing I can say, Maya, out of every contestant, you've had the biggest journey so far. Despite it being heartbreaking, you'd still have to be very proud.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think, you know, like leaving the competition when I first did and then going away and working on myself and just being disappointed when I did leave the first time and just, you know, it was sort of non-negotiable for me. I was like, I'm going to work on myself outside of this and prove to Australia that I can cook. And I was so incredibly proud when I cooked my way back in and I was like, wow, all my hard work actually paid off. I can't believe it's transcended to this. Like I've, you know, I've actually been given another opportunity in the MasterChef kitchen. Like I was allowed back in. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it was all down to like the work that I did outside of the kitchen and the many hours I put in. And yeah, super stoked with the result and getting back in and just like huge confidence boost.
Do you know what? It was so close at the end as well. I mean, at the top of the show, famous last words, the cook was over 4 hours and you said, there's no need to rush. And as soon as you said that, I went, oh, no. Oh, goodness. It was kind of a prelude of what we were looking forward to. But you know what I learned this week watching? It's how genuine the pressure is in the show. Like a TV show like MasterChef, they're going to put music to it. They're going to frame it a certain way. But at the end of the day, taking into account our friendly Boilermaker, Brent departed this week, putting his hand up saying, it's a little too much. I can't continue. And watching you last night, halfway through the cook, you had a period where you broke down. The pressure's genuine, isn't it? It's real pressure.
Yeah, it is. It's real pressure and it is genuine. And I did have a moment yesterday where I just broke down completely. And look, it's tough. It's not an easy thing. And I went in there in the wrong headspace and I definitely wasn't working the way I usually would meticulously through a challenge. And I'm disappointed the way I let myself down, but at the same time, you know, you can't beat yourself up about these things. If you're in a bad headspace, you're in a bad headspace, and you just need to, like, to try and get out of it. And unfortunately, it cost me my space and my spot in the competition. But I think the more important message is just, like, looking after yourself and not being too hard on yourself.
You know, you even said to yourself yesterday that you felt like you were the underdog coming back in. Do you think that is mentally exhausting within itself, having that perception?
Not so much having that perception. I think it was more so when I cooked my way back in, I didn't think I could do it. I mean, I told myself I could, but I knew I had to contend with, you know, really strong contestants like Jess, who's incredible with natives, Therese, who is like this amazing dessert queen, all these like people that I had to get past to get back in. But, you know, I put all my thoughts of that on the back burner and just concentrated on the task at hand, which was me cooking well. But unfortunately, yesterday, I couldn't bring that same attitude to the cook.
Yeah,
and
wow.
It just showed.
Yeah. Well, what I've learned from you, Maya, so far is that you'll move forward in an adventure of your own accord, no doubt. Last time we spoke, you were working on your own travelling machine. Is that right? Travelling unit?
I had, an old Airstream trailer.
That's right.
An old vintage trailer from the States that I purchased quite a few years ago now. And I, I'm looking to turn that into like a restaurant, like a mobile sort of restaurant kitchen. So that's definitely a dream that's going to be happening. I'm trying to work on the plans at the moment and how I'm going to restore that trailer. And also, I've just landed a job at the moment in the Kimberley on one of the cruise boats up there. So I'm going to be cooking up some delicious food for some people up in the Kimberley, and I'm going to be immersed in and amongst native ingredients. And hopefully that's going to really inspire me for my, for the next venture with the food dream.
And you do love to travel, don't you?
I really do. Obviously, with COVID right now, it's a bit difficult. But, fortunately, I live you know, we live in an amazing country, and I live in like an amazing state, and like there's just so much to explore around Australia, and I'm really looking forward to just getting out there and or just heading out back anywhere, and just foraging for ingredients and just learning more about natives and about modern Australian cuisine. So yeah.
Well, Maya, we are the food bowl of Australia here in Sunraysia. So when you're passing by this region, make sure you stop by and let us know you're in town. In the meantime, we wish you all the very best with your future endeavours and wherever it takes you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, loving MasterChef this season. Tonight it continues on Channel 10, 7:30. Tune in.
River 1467's Buy and Sell. Every Saturday morning.